You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and if you've driven around past your local service station recently, you may have noticed that prices aren't quite what they were this time last year. Unfortunately, the prices are back on the rise. I'm joined by Mark Bortley, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA. Mark, how's it going?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
So, fuel sitting around the $1.59.9 mark for many service stations I've been past recently. I guess this means the end of that low point during the pandemic is over.
Yeah, so a little bit of background. Back nearly 2 years ago, pre-COVID, crude oil was about $70 a barrel. And then middle of COVID, when everybody's in lockdown, no planes were flying, it dropped down to $20 a barrel. And that's when we had that sort of petrol around a dollar a litre. Now it's back up to about $88 US a barrel because of a couple of things. There's more demand out there and supply hasn't kept up with it. So if you just look what happened in Australia, where we went into COVID, we really had four refineries. Now we've really got two of them are shut down because there wasn't demand, so we put them into hibernation, and now some of them have made decisions that they won't fire them back up. So there's a bit of a delay in that supply side coming up. And you've also got the Russians and the oil-producing countries going back to their cartel behaviour by artificially slowing up supply so that the price goes up. Now, it's a dangerous game to play because what it does is it allows some other countries whose oil's a bit dearer to now come into the market and start to steal some of that market share off of them. So if you've seen up around the mid-north, most of them are actually around the mid-$60 now. If you look at it's actually coming out of Birkenhead at $1.55. So it's you're probably getting lower prices out there relative to the wholesale price now. If you're coming into the city, we're in the middle of a spike starting to go up. So we've got a range here between $1.50 and $1.90 in the city. And that's the nature of it. So, if you're listeners are contemplating heading to another town or into Adelaide or vice versa, then make sure you're looking at a fuel app if you need fuel to see, whether it's cheaper to fill up on the way or at the location, at the destination. But more importantly, if they just get in the habit of using those apps every time they go to get petrol, even in their local town, it'll help them identify the prices, because we've seen Port Augusta and places like that have still had 10 cents difference in the market on a lot of days.
So obviously, with like you said, international like countries like Russia and other oil producing companies sort of shaking the rest of the world down with how much they're selling fuel for. Is this kind of thing going to backfire on them once electric vehicles are taken up in greater enthusiasm?
Yeah, so there's a bit of that creeping into there. They will go, we're still going to have petrol for another, 3-4 decades. That's not an issue. But their economies and the way that they run will be, progressively put under strain by electric vehicles. So some of the Middle Eastern countries don't have income tax. They don't charge their residents an income tax. They pay for hospitals and all of that out of oil taxes. Now, if that slows up, then they've got some issues about how they fund that stuff. So that may cause some problems in their own countries. But yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be a slow transition across to EVs. But for the oil industry, it's not looking very flash.
So obviously, prices have jumped up over the last month or so, back to, I guess, closer to what they were before the pandemic. Is it going to steady out at all and drop down from here, or is this the new standard?
Well, the dollar 89.9 we had this week is the highest price we've had since 2009. So it's the highest price we've had in 12 years. We think it may plateau out. We don't think it'll get to $2 a litre. We're just kind of watching it now to see how this thing pans out. But the problem for a lot of people is it doesn't matter what the price is. To be honest with you, people just rely on their car, so they kind of get hit at the pumps. They need to then go into different strategies, like, do I really need to use my car, or can I combine some trips, or those sorts of things to try and minimise their fuel bill, which if you've got two cars in the household, it's actually probably the largest energy bill you have in your house.
For sure, and I guess maybe once the opportunity to get an electric vehicle comes up, it's going to be translates to even more savings. I guess once you do the math on how much you use your car and how much money you'll be spending not on fuel.
Yeah, so a recent survey we've had done through our national group, the AAA, has shown that the cost of transport has risen by about $260 per family for the year, and that's been a combination of substantially that fuel cost increase. So there are pressures on the household budget that are being caused by the cost of running a car.
Well, hopefully it's not too costly for people and they can figure out ways to save some bucks. But Mark, thank you so much for chatting today.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
It was Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA on your Classic It's Breakfast.